days when the quest gets loose. Slamming sucker duckers like the wrestler Zoo. Crazier than Tupac in the flick called Juice. Cock is longer than a hat worn by Dr. Seuss. Love a girl in Daisy Dukes like the kids called Duke. Kids paid to sex the hoochie like my main man Luke. Control the mic like Denzel on the girls. Whack MCs be on the nuts like Rocket J. Squirrel. The worst thing in this world is a sucker MC. Favorite rap group in the world is EPMD. Can't forget the daylight due to originality.
And if I ever went solo, my favorite MC would be me.
Hey!
I give a shout out to Snoopy. Peace to all the princes. To hell with the groupies.
Friend of Terrence.
Brooklyn to Dodger. I'm Andy Klein.
And you know who we got sitting in with? Who we got? Who we got?
My favorite MC would be me, PD Steel.
Yes. Yes.
Techniques.
I actually sampled that hook in one of my old rap songs called My Favorite MC.
Really?
Yep.
Is that song all about how great you were?
Of course. What else? Maybe about my dick.
Your favorite MC,
your favorite MC
slash dick.
Mm-hmm. Hope you guys are feeling good on this Thursday.
You just want to dance, man, and clap your hands. If you venture up the wrong road, then the circus.
Just want to dance, man.
I got hundreds of rounds that'll
clap your hands.
So listen,
hope you guys are feeling good. We're still feeling good.
Oh, great.
You're relatively sober. I only drink a little bit of brown today. I got a dinner. We're going to dinner tonight. So.
Where are you headed tonight?
La Tosca.
I've heard good things.
You going to Old Town or Clarendon?
Clarendon. Yeah. It's better than Old Town.
Yeah, I've only been to Old Town once. The tables are sticky.
Yeah. And it's weirdly small.
Yeah.
And, you know. And then Old Town is just, it's got the upstairs.
Yeah.
The upstairs, they got the bar. They got.
They changed the menu a lot. They take the shit off that I like. And the stuff that my wife likes. So we haven't been there in a while, because last time we went,
we haven't been in a while either.
Her go-tos were gone, and she's vegan. They don't have a lot of options for someone like that.
Don't they got that omelet?
Well, it's probably got eggs in it.
Yeah.
A lot of restaurants.
Yeah, she's fully vegan. Yeah.
Yeah, but she'll cheat a little bit. If she's at a restaurant and she knows it's probably egg in it, she might have something, but not an omelet. Nothing like that.
She doesn't like
a lot of places.
She's like the chickens, young being stolen away.
Yeah, well, hey, gotta be committed. She doesn't wear leather either. A lot of restaurants, when they have like, oh, we have vegetarian options.
Yeah,
it's just the veggie plate.
Yeah,
the veggie. Mm. Here's a bunch of vegetables on a plate that we've cooked. You'll like all that, right? And it's like squash and mushrooms and shit that, you know, even a vegan might not like.
Yeah.
A big fucking squash on their plate that's been with grill marks in it. So, a lot of places they just throw you that bone like, and we got a vegan dish.
No,
it's just any old vegetable on a plate.
And the vegan dish is like pita, is like a hummus.
You got a vegan
it's
plate.
Something involving hummus on a plate.
There's a lot of hummus involved
with carrots.
Yeah,
and
here's
celery,
asparagus, and cauliflower, and mushrooms, and squash on a plate. There you go, yeah. Veggie platter.
Yeah,
there you go. Have
some. Here's some pita.
Yeah, this stuff's delicious, isn't it?
Enjoy it.
Sorry, vegans. You just got to go to Cava. Cut your losses.
Yeah.
Eat a little bit. Y'all want to jump right in? We didn't have any emails for this one.
We didn't have any emails for this
slackers.
One.
Slackers.
Three guys on at Gmail if you want to email us.
Slackers.
We will read it most likely.
How's the tip jar doing, Andy?
It has been stagnant lately. It has not really been generating. Not I don't know. Maybe good. We're overselling. Should we undersell?
No.
Should we just be like, I don't care if you
no.
tip us.
Mm-mm.
Whatever.
No, that's not what Creflo Dollar does. That's not what Joel Osteen does.
Yeah. How are we going to get our jet?
Who just said he is endorsing Donald Trump.
Why would he endorse Donald Trump?
Because he likes money.
Yep.
Make America great again.
Yeah. Why else? He likes
money. The weirdest part of that slogan is the word again.
Yeah.
Like what do you mean? Great to who? When? Yeah.
When was it great?
Because anytime it was great, it sucked for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
There's no
didn't
again.
Didn't suck for white men.
Yeah, well.
Well, I don't think there's ever been a country in the history of time where it hasn't sucked for someone.
Right. Yeah, someone probably hated whatever empire.
Yeah.
Like, fuck this place, man. Roman Empire.
I'm Roman Empire.
I'm fucking moving, man.
Careful Falls, fucking history of the world.
I'm moving
one.
To Canada.
High. Careful Falls, what? The Roman Empire.
Everyone's moving
fuck
to Canada. Roman exceptionalism. Italian exceptionalism.
Fuck it.
I'm going to Canada. There's not even a Canada yet. As soon as they make one, I'm moving
there. I'm moving there.
I'm moving to Canada.
I'm moving anywhere, bitches.
I don't care.
moving anywhere, place, bitches.
Man. Shit.
Bitches.
Empire is crumbling, man. You guys don't see it. You guys don't know, but it's crumbling, right, man.
Me and the guys from Heaven's Gate, we're moving.
Let's just die. Let's just die, man. Yeah,
wait on the spaceship
mm-hmm.
to come and scoop you up. Speaking of hard places, what did you guys think of the kid who got sentenced to 15 years hard labor in North Korea?
Well, that's happened before. They all do like 6 months to a year and get let out.
Yeah.
I don't know what hard labor means, but I bet North Korea.
15 years in North Korea, isn't that light as a sentence? Isn't life typically what you get by birth?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
More or less.
I find it hilarious.
He was on a church. First of all, the U.S. government says, by the way, you know, we don't tell you a lot of you know where you can and can't go.
We're not telling you that you can't go there. We're not telling you that.
You should.
What
we would
tell you
discourage travel.
Don't go there.
When they
suggest you don't travel somewhere, that means get the fuck out.
Yeah,
that's not. It's more than a suggestion.
Yeah, you'll be making a suggested donation of your life.
He went over
fuck
with
around a, and try to gain admission.
Well, he went with a church group. What are they going to convert Koreans?
He's a UV. He's a Virginia student.
You're going to convert people who have been indoctrinated to worship Kim Jong-il and Kim Jong-un. Those are their gods. Those aren't just their leaders of the country. They actually are worshipped like gods. What do you think? Jesus is going to trump that?
Yeah, that's exactly what they think.
So he goes
all they
over
need
there.
To do is hear from out of his mouth. And then...
Yeah, Jesus is up for any challenge. So he goes over there. Not only that, somebody from his church was like, hey, while you're there, steal shit.
Yeah.
Isn't that one of the commandments?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As he was about to board a plane to leave the country, he was arrested on the charge of committing a hostile act against the state.
Yeah. He stole a banner.
Yeah.
They had it on video.
He was encouraged to commit the hostile act by a purported member of the church in his home state of Ohio, a secretive university organization, and even the CIA. This is who they said.
Oh,
everybody
man.
Told him to do this.
Sounds like a frat boy prank going horribly awry.
Yeah, it's just,
yeah, that's
kind
of what happens in these little countries.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an entitlement thing. Like, I'm just going to steal. It's funny.
Yeah.
You know, but how can someone from your church encourage you to steal?
North Korean officials
thou shalt not steal
fingerprints, photos of a political banner, and surveillance images. Because the whole country's under surveillance.
Well, it's a graven image, Andy. It's more than just like a, you know, inanimate object.
Before we cut off his hands, can we get his fingerprints?
Yeah.
It's not stealing if everything's in God's dominion.
That's
our
true.
God's.
We
my
all
brother
own
and my sister
that's
need
socialism.
Me. This is him pleading for mercy. My brother and my sister need me. I beg that you see I am only human. How I've made the worst mistake of my life. Oh, they see it.
He's reading this. It's something they wrote.
They see it. I don't think they don't. They just don't give a fuck.
He's reading it there.
Warren Bier was sentenced to 15 years hard labor. Greg Scarlatuau, these names, man, executive director for the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea, said he may be forced to work in agriculture, which happened with other American prisoners. He may spend his days planting apple trees. It'll be fairly grueling forced labor.
Yep. Kind of the labor that people who come here illegally do, and we want to send them back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's going to plant the apple trees? Yeah.
I remember when North Korea was at its, like, prime popularity. This is before Rodman even like toot that when he was dubbed part of the Axis of Evil,
right?
By GW, and they did kind of like a time I think expose on a guard of North Korea that like you know fought the power and rebelled against Kim Jong Il, and then he got put in the camp himself, and then he got out, and he, for the first 6 months he couldn't digest anything but bean curd. I mean that's
he didn't have the enzymes in his system.
No.
Here's his statement that he read.
That someone wrote.
I committed the crime. Oh, you'll wait till you hear it.
Yeah.
I committed the crime of taking down a political slogan from the staff holding area of the Yanggakdo International Hotel. I never, never should have allowed myself to be lured by the United States administration to commit a crime in this country. I wish that the United States administration never manipulate people like myself in the future to commit crimes against foreign countries. I entirely beg you, the people and the government of the DPRK, for your forgiveness. Please, I made the worst mistake of my life. That last sentence is the only part that he broke.
Yeah, it's
the
true,
please
right.
and I made the worst mistake of my life. That's the only part that he really wrote on that.
I love Dennis Rodman. He's my friend.
Wow.
The tour company he traveled with said on its website it's aware of his sentencing and that it should be viewed in a similar context of previous cases of Americans being sentenced. Americans don't go to this country and fuck off.
Well, the thing is, like, you can travel to North Korea from other countries as well. They treat Americans worse. So when they see that you're an American, if they see that you're from Australia or something, it's very restricted as for you as well. But Americans get the worst treatment. So
maybe he was so dumb he picked the wrong half of the fucking country, because South Koreans will suck your dick if you're American.
Well, here's his bona fides.
I didn't get my dick sucked.
Here's his bona fides. He's
maybe the hard labor is he does dick sucking.
He's a dean, though. That's going to happen. That's going to happen.
Poetic justice.
He's a dean's list student, star soccer player. Here's his bona fides. He's on the dean's list at the University of Virginia. He's also part of a student organization that trains young professionals for careers in investment management and other functions within the financial markets. None of that's going to help you when you're playing trees, young buck.
You made the worst investment of your life.
Stealing a banner that doesn't belong to you is probably a violation of UVA's honor code. So he's kicked out of that school when he comes back.
One of his younger brother's friends told CNN that the detained student was a star soccer player in high school, outgoing and loved to travel to out-of-the-way places. Well,
yeah,
he's going to travel his ass to that jail. Oh,
hard labor camp is very out of the way. That's exotic.
This is very strange, because I used to think...
He's going to do at least a year. Another guy who got 15 had to do a year before they let him out.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to think Midnight Express was a bunch of shit, but
nah,
at least,
that shit's real.
Yeah.
Nah.
But at least that kid was trying to get money.
Yeah, that shit's real.
What the fuck are you going to do with a flag from North Korea?
Waving around and say, look at this flag I stole from North Korea my religious trip.
There's no way to authenticate it.
No.
Like if you say, I got this, you know those flags you see in pictures of North Korea? I got one. Because you don't see any pictures of North Korea.
Mm-mm.
So I could go to Kinko's and make some shit and be like, I stole this when I visited North Korea. You know, just look at it. And no one would be able to verify it.
You could take a blank sheet of 8.5 by 11 and be like, this is a North Korean flag.
Yeah.
It's just like Japan. They took the red dot off. That's it.
Yeah, no one knows what the fuck it is. Mm-hmm. But they took the red dot on and made it college ruled.
Right.
You know? And so he didn't need to steal that because no one even knows what that is. Yeah. Until people can attach significance to it, it has no value.
Mm-mm.
So he unfurls that when he gets back in the U.S. Like, look what I got. They're like, what is that?
Well, maybe the enigma of it will be a higher selling point.
Yeah, it'll be something that
it'll tell us. Inspire other people to like try to travel to North Korea and find what the real flag is
right.
all about.
It'll be like jackass North Korea. Where they're like
Jong ass
doing ollies off Kim Jong Il's face on a statue or something. Like, yeah, jackass North Korea, we're pranksters. We're fucking around up here. What? It's a joke. It's a joke. What hard labor?
Oh man,
jackass hard labor. We're pissing on these apples. No one even knows.
Unbelievable. It sort of reminds me of the Singapore kid.
Yeah, he got lashes, right?
Caned.
Yeah, he got caned. What did he steal something too?
No, he destroyed a car.
He spit on the ground. I thought he spit.
No, well, you can get caned or killed for that. There's signs to that effect in Singapore. But no, he destroyed someone's fucking car. I mean, it was like
it wasn't a small prank thing.
But I mean, you ought to fucking well know, man. When you get off the plane in Singapore, there's big ass skull and crossbones that say death to drug traffickers. Just like off, they set the tone right away.
So, didn't they reduce his lash? I remember that.
They went
like,
from 6 to 4. Clinton commuted it for him.
He got his lashes commuted.
But I mean,
well,
it don't matter.
More than lashes, you get hit with
a big
with a Vulcan,
lightning
which is,
stick.
It's a
cat of nine tails.
Wrath of Cain.
No, it's a.
Oh
it's
shit!
A,
Wrath of Cain.
Maybe the guy like
it's like
a kendo master.
Yeah. The first hit will like lacerate you, and the second hit, it's like massive bruises and contusions. Make hemorrhoids look like
the whole time Wrath of Cain is playing.
Yeah.
He's playing the song. You're like, this is not so bad. This is a pretty good song.
It's all she wrote. I think they do the Apollo version for this. They give you the ghost man.
You know, I've had worse Wraths of Cain's. It's also that there's an entitlement thing, too, of like, I'm just going to go steal shit.
I'm going to go take a sign.
North Korea. It's cool.
Gonna happen.
It's fun. It's funny. I'll tweet about it. I'll get some likes.
Yeah.
likes are currency now, so I'll win something out of this.
I stole a Greek flag off a consulate when we were traveling there from Spain.
You did?
A bunch of drunks.
Sure. Fucking
thief. Yeah, and took it back to Spain. It was big, and we hung it from the fucking apartment building we were staying in, and people could see it across the river. We had these massive parties, and then the fucking landlord was like, yeah, guys, you got to keep the noise down. And two, we don't have any Greeks living here, you know? Like,
it's our own
take
frat.
That flag down. We're like, that's what you think, man. You ain't seen the togas yet, guy.
We got our own Greek system. Like, frats are fake Greeks. We got a real legit Greek flag, so.
Mm-hmm.
You were down with frats, even though you ain't no Greek?
I was in a frat.
And then
back in college.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When he got caught.
You were
caught,
down with frats, even though you ain't no Greek.
Yeah.
When he got
you
caught,
weren't seeking words from a black man, huh? Weren't seeking a message from a black man?
Hey, we had one in our frat, okay?
What was your frat?
Beta Theta Pi.
No frat because I ate Theta no Pi. Greek.
Yeah, it's a famous frat. I think it's fourth in population in the
message
whole history
from a black
of the world.
Man is what you seek.
And, you know, it was a great bunch of guys. It was just like the Animal House guy.
Yeah.
Be like being part of Delta. We did a lot of wild shit.
You guys got a noise complaint here. You're sentenced to suck some dicks.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No.
Well, let's talk about Cat Williams.
Cat Williams. I beat up Cat Williams on Tuesday. When did you guys beat him up? Like, are we all taking turns beating up Cat Williams?
Let's see.
Well, we'll start with
1998.
We've all seen the video.
Oh, you went way back.
Yeah,
we've
I would
all
have been
seen
17
the video
then.
Now. Cat punches the kid. Lightly, the kid yoked him up, got him on the ground.
Bad.
Pete, you guys spit that gum out. It's coming through the mics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Luke Walsh.
Luke Walsh, the kid that choked him out.
Yeah, he gave his side. He didn't quite choke him out. He was on his way to choke him out.
He became a man that day.
The teenager involved in the fight with comedian Cat Williams has given his side of what happened. Footage surfaced of Cat Williams being taken down by the teen right after sucker punching him in the face. The boy involved in the fight has turned out to be 17-year-old from Georgia named Luke Walsh, and Luke has now explained his side of what happened. Speaking exclusively to Mail Online.
Why?
So you know it's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were playing a game of soccer, and I just thought it was a soccer game, but stuff happens in sports. That's not exactly an explanation.
He's 17. This is how he talks.
He took me over to a secluded area and asked me to hit him, and I was like, I'm just going to hit you. You want to square up? And then he sucker punched me, so I did what I did. Okay, so he took you to a secluded area and asked you to hit him.
That's not where they were. They were surrounded by people.
And I was like, I'm not just going to hit you. You want to square up. And then he sucker punched me, so I did what I did.
The thing is, this is all plausible.
Yeah.
With Cat Williams.
Luke revealed the skills behind the spectacular pinning of the comedian came from spending 2 years as a wrestler. Andy, you got that beat, don't you?
Three. There you go. Know, 3 years as a wrestler.
I spent one.
Asked if he tried to calm the quarrel. He said, I tried to shake his hand, and he was like, back off me, little boy. I don't know if he was sour, but it is what it is. Luke also explained he had a swollen face from the punch, but that he wasn't hurt.
Yeah, there's no punching in wrestling.
Mm-mm. Okay, so
that's choking, by the way.
That's Luke's side. Cat called him over, told him to hit him. He didn't hit him, so Cat hit him.
So Cat was looking for a viral video or something where he got hit, maybe.
Luke's contention.
If you extend this
that's
out logically,
Luke's contention.
Cat Williams doesn't really follow logic, but
here's Cat's side.
Oh, he has a side too?
Yeah. Williams joined in Gainesville, Georgia. Williams joined a game of soccer with a few kids when all of a sudden he was off to a turf while exchanging inaudible words with the teen. Cameras followed to where viewers can see how Williams came to land a punch to the 17-year-old, who then took him to the ground. After Walsh shared his side of the story, which we just read, and then Williams provoked him, the 42-year-old is burying the matter once and for all. Is he burying it once and for all? During his stand-up set at the Barclays Center Friday night, last night, Williams said the altercation began after Walsh said some slick shit throughout the duration of the game. So, so the boy was talking shit during the game.
That's possible.
And a 42-year-old man got mad at something a 17-year-old boy said trash while playing
talk.
Sports.
Just trash talk, that's all.
I said, hey, you know y'all can't win this game, so why would you say fuck me? He said, well, what are you going to do about it? I said, listen, you know I'm in trouble with the motherfucking law. You see all these people recording, but just understand if I can take your ass around this motherfucking corner, I'll explain to you. You don't talk to grown-ass niggas like that. The scene where Williams sits, so that would be the thing about let's go around the corner.
Yeah, a secluded area.
The scene where Williams sits with his back against a brick wall was to show the team that William wasn't looking for a fight.
He sat down.
he stated. But once Walsh stood over him, Williams knew something was about to occur. I say to myself, let me stand up and let this nigga see that even though we're the same size, you're a little boy. He's not actually a little boy because y'all are the same size. Now, if I was standing next to him, he'd be a little boy.
Right.
But I'm a grown-ass man. I mean, all right. I can hit you with this broken fist and get blood. What broken fist? I just want you to have a bloody mouth so that you can have that lesson later. That's what happens when you say slick shit to grown-ass men, because maybe them niggas can't teach you that, but a nigga that can hit you is also a nigga that can pull out a gun and blow your motherfucking brains out. Why would you put yourself in that position just because you lost a soccer game?
Oh, he's teaching him a lesson. He's punching a child to teach him a lesson. I get it.
Williams' comments weren't only aimed at Walsh. After the Breakfast Club co-host Charlemagne the God gave Williams Donkey of the Day, he caught wind of the occurrence and proceeded to aim a few profane statements. Let's see.
I'm going to punch you too, Charlemagne. You'll see.
Where's Charlemagne?
They've been beefing for a long time, the two of them, though.
The whole thing is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
The whole thing. You might get shot one day, so let me punch you.
I put my guarantee on Twitter and Facebook, and I guarantee it to you now. I'm not letting a 17-year-old yoke me up. That's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
If
I'm ever pushed to the point that I have to hit a 17-year-old, he's going down and he's going down hard.
What if he's like a prodigious? What if he's like Mike Tyson at 17? Like he can kick everyone's ass.
I don't care.
Too much pride.
Just on principle. I'm not letting a 17-year-old. And I get to hit you first. You're going down.
Well, you're just trying to teach him. He might get shot one day.
Yeah,
that's he's learning a lesson. You know, you get punched, so you won't get shot, but you might one day.
So is Walsh suing him? That's my question.
I think he is.
I should recall seeing that.
He's going to go for money. Yeah,
because
that's
all that's keeping Cat Williams alive is just that there's enough cameras for people waiting for his maggot ass to do something stupid.
You know,
so they can
I put up a tweet. I said, all you comics rushing to defend Cat Williams, you know, why don't you go watch some Gary Shandling? Go do that. Go watch some Gary Shandling.
Defending? I thought Cat Williams.
There's people caping for Cat
Williams.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Because he's a comic and you have to cape for comics. He's teaching that boy.
You have to cape
lesson.
For comics on comedy related things. He's playing soccer and beating people up. Like, that's not comedy related.
People, not people.
Someone the other night, I won't say who, but was saying, no, man, you know, someone gets in your face as a grown ass man, the same thing, then you got to pop him. And I said, I disagree.
Bleep him. Who is this?
Hold on. I got to mute all the mics. Hang on. Okay, we're back.
Okay.
So, I get it. I know that mentality, but you got to break out of that stupid mentality because that's a young ass man's mentality.
It's just somebody. It's
that's why I say if I'm pushing a point that I got to hit a 17-year-old, I'm not fighting him fair. It's not a fair fight.
Well, he's got to hit me
first.
And I'm not petitioned. He can say anything he wants if I got millions of bucks. Throw something at me. And actually, I won't hit you. My bodyguard will hit you. If I have that much money, I'm walking around with guys that are going to do it.
It's weird. You know, Derek Jeter plays stickball with kids in Brooklyn. I don't recall him ever getting into fisticuffs.
No.
All of that.
Didn't Jordan play basketball with some kids in a commercial?
He probably did, yeah. But you're not going to fight him on a commercial shoot. There's cameras everywhere. All that stuff about, like, you know, if you're an adult and the kid steps to you, you can hit him. That's just people trying to find a way to hit kids.
Yeah.
People do it with women, too. Men will do, they'll find, like, well, what if she steps to you and says this? Like, they're just trying to figure out how to crack the code to hit someone who's, in theory, smaller and weaker than them.
Right.
And sometimes you got to teach kids lessons with your fists.
Yeah.
Well, who are you? Not his dad. Mm-hmm. You're Cat Williams, comedian, who just happened upon a soccer game. Like, that's not your job to do
don't
that.
Don't get me wrong. If somebody hits me, then I'll do it. I don't give a fuck.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if the boy hits you, I mean, you got to do what you got to do at that point. The boy hits you. He comes over and he's loud talking, and then he decides he's going to swing on you at 17. Like, that one teacher told a kid to leave his class. And the kid tried to jump the teacher.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, you just made
a
grown man decision.
Yeah. There you go.
So now you're about to get this work.
Teacher was in a position of authority where he was saying, get out of this
room. Get out of this
room. Cat Williams
is nobody.
Didn't have to. He could have just walked away.
Yeah.
He could have just said, well, all right, fuck this. I'm leaving. This is why I don't play soccer
anymore.
Yeah,
this is why I don't fuck around with you kids in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is why.
Like, he didn't have any reason.
This was
to
the
be
hood,
there.
Correct?
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
They play soccer in the hood now.
Yeah.
There was a time when that wasn't the case.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So, like, the teacher had to be there. He had
well, it's
to
a cheap
be
sport. I'm thinking of
yeah, a ball in a field.
A ball in a field.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And set up some cones for the goal.
Actually, when I went up to Atlantic City to watch the Hopkins-Pavlik fight back in 08, there were kids kicking around an empty quarter barrel.
Really?
Playing soccer on the little side streets.
You know, poor kids played when we lived in Astoria. They'd be out, all the Dominicans. On the not so much Dominicans, just Latin people. Take over that playground was right outside my window. That high school, I think it was elementary school, something like that.
Yeah,
they would take that motherfucker over on Sunday.
Oh yeah, I remember. I lived up in
over there and play.
The Upper West Side with my old man one summer, and they had this cuñado shop. All the Dominicans owned it, and every night they'd be out there playing stickball. They're like the one godfather who'd made it out and was like super dressed would come in by the kids' trees and give me that stick, you know, and take
punch
like
them
one
all
or
in
two
the face.
Whacks.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah, and in, you know, in countries like Brazil, that's they play. All they do is play soccer.
Fucking in their church shoes, they don't care.
Yeah, but you know what you can't is the thing is baseball. That's the shit that's falling off.
Yeah,
because you got to have money to play baseball. First of all, you got to have like at least to play a good game of baseball in the hood. We used to play as kids, you need at least 7 players per team. You're supposed to have 9, you need at least 7.
No, we didn't have to. We had ways around that.
How would you guys play with?
Well, first of all, you got to use ghost men.
Well, yeah, you definitely use ghost men.
So you could do 3-on-3. You could do and have ghost man on first, ghost man on second. No one's really on the bases. Maybe one person's on the bases. Sometimes you would have, like, if there's an older kid.
What are you hoping for, a lot of flyouts?
An
all-time pitcher? This guy pitches for both teams?
Yeah, because then you have a person who's just usually like the older kid or something, like, or someone's dad is like the. He's just pitching for both. Like when you play backyard football, someone's just a quarterback for both teams. So you do that, and it frees up the other 3 people to like play in the field, and you know you can't hit the ball that far. So you do that, and you can get away with like 3-on-3.
We used to go minimum 7-on-7 in the summer.
That's a lot.
Yeah, because you would have at least 2 outfielders.
Right.
That's the big thing. The 2
depends on how old the kids are, because if you can hit it far, you need more people. If you're still young enough where all the balls go the same 40 feet.
You could get away with no third baseman, just have a shortstop.
Right.
We rarely played baseball back when, because everybody wanted to be physical where I was at, so it was basketball or football.
Yeah.
We played baseball.
I got to hit somebody.
Yep.
We played baseball. You could get a scratch baseball game together.
And you don't need that much. Like you need a couple gloves. You need a couple gloves because basically when you're in the field,
somebody else can use your glove.
Someone borrows your glove when they're in the field, and then you need a couple, maybe 1 or 2 bats. You know, one for the weaker kids. It's a little lighter.
Heavy bat for the bigger kids.
Heavy bat. You don't need that much to play. You don't need bases. You just get
people in space. That's
you get a rock
in the hood. You need space.
You throw something down on the ground to make it a base. You know, that's all you need really. But you need something that resembles a baseball field. That's kind of a hard thing to find.
Yeah, or you can play kickball on that fucking on the playground. We did that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Kickball with a big
red
ball.
That big red rubber ball. Boom.
Yep.
Did that one a lot.
Kickball and foursquare.
Yeah, did foursquare a lot.
Dodgeball. We played a ton of soccer.
And I was elementary school in Germany.
We didn't play soccer then. Yeah, we didn't do soccer at all.
German kids did.
Soccer was gay.
We were like, fuck dad, we're Americans.
Gay.
We play baseball. Fuck that.
Our soccer games were
now they're playing it in the hood and they're fighting comedians.
Yeah. So you know what's gonna happen next? There's too much showboating in soccer. All these ethnic minorities are celebrating too much.
Too much.
In soccer. Because globally they rip their shirts off and shit when they play.
They
doing all
slide,
kinds of stuff.
Run, scream.
Yeah.
They have gang followings for every fucking soccer team.
Super racist.
Places. It's nuts. Yeah.
Crazy
Spanish
racist.
Neo-Nazis. The
crazy
Real Madrid
racist.
Guys. It's bananas.
You know, crazy racist. Let's talk about Gary Shandling a little bit. I was a big fan of Gary Shandling all the way back to his first HBO special. There are seminal moments
the
in,
91 special.
In comedy. Yeah. The thing I tell when comics, if you're like a, let's say you want to be a long form comic, go back and watch that HBO special. It's on YouTube. Watch that one.
He's got 2 long stories on it.
I will.
It's 30 minutes.
It's an hour.
Long.
I have to confess.
It's an hour, right? Yeah.
The first part is just jokes.
Yeah.
Like the 20, he's a 20 something.
And the dog comes out at the end.
Yeah. He tells a long story about going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And that's where he gets his dog and he breaks his leg and all that. He tells another story about meeting George Bush, which is not as long. And then he has a lot of other just regular, but the one story is like 10 minutes. One story is probably a little bit shorter, like 6-7 minutes.
Sure.
But it's packed with punchlines. It's more like material.
You're going to be a long form guy.
But then he's got a lot of just regular stand-up material in there too.
I have to confess, as a disclaimer, I've never watched any of his specials.
He's so good.
Yeah,
so
I know good. He's to be respected. A lot
he
of
wrote
people.
For Sanford and Son. That was his first.
Yeah, I did see his name on those. College, I remember that now. Wow.
Just a really, really intelligent. I hate saying intelligent because people are always like, "Oh, comedian, intelligent." You got to be smart to do comedy. You can't not be. Fucking Larry the Cable Guy is not a moron. You got to have something going on in your head. But he's a smart guy. Like Andy says, consistently funny across the board, and according to everybody, a nice guy.
He was a Buddhist.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you
he
know
did that show on Fox also, for like a season, also, right?
It's Gary Sandlin's show.
Yeah,
I found this out later that he embraced. He was an athlete, not so much an athlete, but he believed in sports.
He loved basketball.
Played basketball, and then he took up boxing later.
Wow!
And he boxed a lot. He boxed a lot.
What year did he take up? How old was he then?
He was probably 40s, maybe.
Wow!
And he boxed a lot. He was like,
I can't see that taking up
serious
boxing
business
in your 40s.
Something you want to do.
Okay.
So. It's never too late.
It's really not. Martial arts, boxing, it's not too late.
I've seen martial arts and boxing. I just got to think with like the head trauma and
shit. Nah, you don't want to spar.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Just the workout. Yeah.
But you can spar. You can do what we call body work. Where you just hit you in the body.
You know who should take up boxing in their 40s is Cat Williams.
Yeah. Well, here's his problem is he thinks he can box.
Right.
That's his problem.
He said, I got a broken hand already, youngin'.
Yeah, he thinks he can box. You know, so he was a well-rounded, really nice guy. Conan told the great story about after he lost his show, which is a great story. I'm sure by now everybody's seen that online. Everybody talks about his basketball game on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Go out to his house. I listened to the Mark Maron's interview with him again.
Yeah.
American Maron does that when somebody dies. He reposts. And on Sundays, people would just go to his house and they would play. They would go 3-on-3. I was reading about it in GQ. They go 3-on-3. Apparently, Sarah Silverman will go out and play all the time because she plays.
Huh.
They would go 3-on-3 at the most. He has a full court out back. I mean, it's not like regulation, but.
You know. Right.
3-on-3 to 7. Got to win by 2.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And then you just go, you play one game and it's over. We're all 50.
One thing I did notice is everybody that was coming to those games were all white. I did notice that. All the comedian names, but Judd Apatow. So it's
right. Right.
Where's Orlando Jones at?
You know J.B. Smoove?
Yeah.
Isn't he in that circle?
What comics can ball, though?
That I know personally?
Yeah.
Or?
Or
Gary Goldman is a great athlete. Nate Bargatze is good. Ted is really good. Who's the kid who started the whole thing?
Dan Allen?
Dan Allen. Not really good, but game.
Mm-hmm. He's tall.
Like to be out there. Game.
These aren't famous. Well, super
not famous. Jay Oakerson had a little bit of game, too. He could play a little bit. For a big guy,
right?
He could play a little bit. He was light on his feet.
That he's got finesse.
Yeah, he light on his feet. Another comic that you would know that played Tim Young.
Tim Young
broke his ankle. Me and Goldman had to carry him to my car, and I had to drive him over to the.
Oh wow!
Yeah, he broke his ankle in the story of playing basketball. He stepped on somebody's foot, broke his ankle in two places.
Yeah, I remember I worked with him. I opened for him like months later. Yeah. Months later. And it was like, he was like, yeah, it's still kind of swollen.
Yeah. Yeah, he showed it to me at the cellar when he was like, it's still swollen. I was like, Jesus Christ.
So it was like 8 months ago.
Still?
Yeah, it's still kind of swollen.
Jesus Christ.
You know, I'm not a kid anymore.
Yeah. Goldman is probably one of the better athletes that I saw. He walked on at BC. You know.
Oh, so he's legit.
Yeah, BC. He's like legit.
Wow,
athlete.
Yeah, that suck.
Ted was saying Orlando Jones is a really good basketball player. He played with him out in L.A., and he was a really good basketball player.
Well, he's black, so.
Yeah, a lot of the brothers play. That's just like, a lot of the brothers play.
Shit.
I don't know if any more.
I think Jay Phillips can play.
Yeah, I'm sure he can.
Well,
Jay Phillips
in that
box.
Movie.
Jay Phillips box, too.
Yeah.
And he can play. Yeah,
he's an athlete.
But yeah, Jay's an athlete.
Hmm.
You know, I can't imagine. Dane Cook looks like he can play. I don't know if he can, but he's got a look about him like. You can.
Now, didn't Pete Bledel play in college?
Play football.
Play football.
Oh, football. Okay.
Walked on at Virginia.
UVA.
Wow. UVA, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't. I don't think he got much playing time. But at that point, you're there so you can wear your jersey to the bar afterwards and hook up.
Yeah, Courtney can play basketball, but Courtney's got a temper.
Yeah.
So, Andy's got a good outside. Andy's the white guy who
shoots Malone well
in the corner. Yeah. He drains threes on you.
I just rebound. That's it.
And I play defense. Tim is really good.
I don't play defense.
Tim can play.
Herbie's really very good.
Herbie's real good.
Wow.
Yeah.
I heard Jack Coleman's very good too.
I've heard that too. Yeah. Yeah. Also, Jeff Kinney can play.
Jeff Kinney, he did play.
We're getting less and less famous.
Yeah. Now we're just mentioning people.
mentioning people that we need.
You know, my wife can play. My wife is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I heard she was good.
Further down the comedic ladder, the bigger your balls are. Hey, it ain't me. Look it up in the book.
Billy Crystal can play. He played in high school against Jabbar.
Oh, wow. And
Billy Crystal was a good athlete. He had a baseball scholarship.
That makes sense. He's a good dancer.
To Morgan. What's that school in West Virginia? Is it Morgan?
Morgantown?
Morgantown. He had a scholarship. He played baseball there.
Oh, wow.
And he played basketball, but he was like, I was just too short. He's a short guy.
Holy shit.
But he was a good athlete. He said him and his brothers were all good athletes because their dad was like, you know, you guys got to play some sports.
Play, yeah.
You know. Although their Billy Crystal's dad, their family business was a jazz label and a jazz store. That's why Billy Crystal knows all these black jazz musicians.
Huh.
The dad would put on concerts, the US festivals of of the New York comedy, New York.
The Crystal
jazz
Fest.
Jazz
Welcome to the Crystal Fest with one of the Pointer Sisters.
All of these, he said on his special, he said...
Sly and the Extended Family Stone.
Yeah, that his grandmother told... Louis Satchmo,
Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong told him, "Hey, we just tried to cough it up." You just tried to cough it up, you know? Thing in your throat. It's just No, I've never tried that.
I got a woman janitor at work with a voice like that. I told you, Mr. Colin, baby.
You know, 40 years ago, you'd have been the lick.
Yeah.
Y'all want to talk about this? What was I want to say? No, that's too brutal. Wife rips off testicles.
Yeah, that rips off testicles.
That's brutal.
They could have said... Yeah, removes.
How about the man who kissed the police officer, which is the ultimate way to piss somebody off? That is hilarious.
Sounds like a Borat.
That's some
thing.
Shit that boxers do when they do their face-to-face shit. They get real close, almost kissing. Because if you actually touch lips,
conference.
I'm not gay. I got to hit you now. I'm not gay.
So Mike saw the thing.
I saw that, yeah.
I thought I was doing what?
I'm not gay. Stop, not gay.
So this kid, this is in... Closed Circuit TV, which is the lick. This is in China. When a police officer in let's plug it in and let's do it.
All right, hang on, I got it.
You got it? Yeah.
Yeah.
A police officer in Luzhou, China, found himself in a heated argument with a street vendor resisting arrest. The last thing he said was to get kissed on lips by the offender. Mm. The man in question, identified by his surname Huang, was allegedly illegally operating a roadside food stall. Listen. I've been in Chinatown. I've seen the images of China. What is illegal to sell in fucking China? Because anything goes from what I could see. What was he selling that was illegal? Who did he not pay off? That's what that tells me.
Yeah.
This is the video in question. It's only like 13 seconds long.
And then 9 cops swarmed in.
This is the thing with when you just walk up to a man and kiss him. That man does not expect that at all.
Yeah.
You know, you don't expect, someone gets up in your face, you don't expect him to just plant one on you.
Yeah.
The cop was shocked. Watch, he just walks up with confidence. Kiss.
And then 9 cops start swinging. Now they got him in a Rodney King circle.
Hey.
Oh, but here's the fun thing is that.
Wait, there's
a crowd
9 cops
of spectators. That's what it says. People believed to be associated with Huang immediately came to his rescue, throwing stools and bowls at the officers.
Yeah, look at this.
The situation turned into a full on brawl, and Huang was later subdued and taken into custody.
Look at all these random people that just appear like the Matrix.
There's people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wop.
Yeah, because they put him in a Rodney King Here's this girl. She just picked up a stool.
Where is there a stool?
Yeah, in the street.
They're out on the
that's
street.
That's what I'm saying, man. China
She's
shit.
She's out there shining
goes.
Shoes.
She, fucking... You know what? She went over and bought a stool from a merchant. A stool and like three fish.
Hey, let me get that stool and them turtles. Let me eat the turtles later, so hold those.
I'm going to slap it with a fish, Monty Python style. Can we do that?
Hilarious.
Yeah, they just have random people with objects just
that's
up
bold.
Here.
That's a bold move on
Someone
his part.
Someone rolls a rickshaw into the cop. Bulldoze that.
I'm not gay. I'm not gay. Beat him up.
You turn the rickshaw around and push it into him. I'm a rear end y'all with this rickshaw. That's how you make a rickshaw go in reverse.
Takes a cop on a romantic rickshaw ride. Kisses him.
Of course. That is
I guess maybe cops in China aren't as trigger happy because who would
even
try
guns.
That here? They might not.
Oh, no.
And also, they can't be.
I can tell you who, but I can tell you who wouldn't. Anybody black.
Well, also, they probably don't have guns because you have the throng of people with stools. Yeah. Hitting cops. Like, they're not afraid of getting shot.
No, not at all.
Yeah, no.
Not at all. They came. They was like, we're in this.
Yeah. Like, I guess that's that. The cops are going to, like, this is going to be their way of saying we should have guns. Like, we don't want
to. They don't have a piece. What are they trained with? Kung Fu?
That's
I'm
racist.
I'm sure they do.
That's racist, Petey.
It is racist, but it's racist, but it's true, I'm sure. Let's.
You know what?
Well,
they
that's
have,
that's where the
let's
temple
YouTube,
is and stuff.
Let's YouTube.
They have batons.
Chinese. I'm willing to bet you.
They have
there will be
pepper spray
video of them training Chinese police self-defense. What came up? Yep.
Oh, so there
people
you go.
Training in martial arts.
Yeah.
Chinese police martial arts training right there.
Yeah, but wait till they meet Can't Stop a Bullet Man.
And they're doing it.
Can't Stop a...
And they're doing Kung Fu.
A kiss on
they're
the lips.
They're training with...
Can't Stop a Kiss.
I skipped to the part, though.
Staff training.
When the rickshaw comes through and see if they use a turbo move or something.
That's Wushu.
Wow.
They're training in. They're training in Wushu. Oh, nice.
Wow. It's badass.
Nice. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, they're like breaking boards and shit?
Yeah. It's like the bonus stage.
Yeah, this is like a Mortal Kombat character.
Well, this is this guy.
Fight.
You lose.
Cop. Merchant.
Okay, so
fight.
They're talking about.
And he pushes.
Here we go. Here we go.
Pushes the kiss button.
You're just busting boards. There's are more than boards. Those are like planes.
So if there was like a riot of boards, these cops
would, this guy's
they
ready.
They could stop any riot. If cinder blocks decide to revolt.
He's just kicking boards. Oh, he jumped five people.
Yep.
Guys, I'd love to stop this riot, but I have to be surrounded by candles first.
Oh, now they're going to do the thing where they hit him on the head with a board.
Oh, shit.
And break the board. Yeah.
Is this video going to end with a guy walking by with a gun and just shooting him?
Backflips.
Maybe guns are outlawed.
He's doing backflips in the air. He's throwing weaponry now. Now he's throwing.
But you know what? This is they just show this one guy. I bet all the cops can't do this.
This is probably the trainer dude.
Yeah, this is the one dude showing off.
And I still haven't seen Bolo Ewan going like, rickshaw, don't
breaking
hit back.
Breaking bricks with one hand.
This is because of the great brick revolt of 1958.
Dim mock. Touch of death.
Now he's doing some forms. He's kicking boards again.
The Brick Rebellion.
You called it.
Yep.
You called it.
There it
racist,
is.
Petey.
You want to watch some brutal shit? Watch a Russian special forces train. That shit is
a lot of nut grabbing.
Woo! That shit is brutal. That shit is brutal.
Gouging of eyes.
Yeah.
Shit that you wouldn't do on principle. Like, yeah. I can't gouge a man's eyes out.
This is brutal. There's a comic, Anthony Griffith. He did that talk about his daughter. Remember they do that thing at the Moth? Somebody would come and talk. He did the talk about his daughter.
Yeah, I saw that.
Daughter being sick. He does a great joke about where his father adopted his older brother and him.
All right.
So the little he is his father, but his older brother is his half brother, right?
Right.
So he's like he had been in Vietnam and stuff like that. So when he came back, his brother started lipping off to him like, "You're not my daddy. I'm gonna kick your ass, dad." And he was like, and you could see in my father's face where he was like, "You know what? I'm not your father. So my dad starts fighting him. He goes, but you know all that shit you see in the movies that you say, that shit will never work. He said, my dad did all that shit and it worked. He's like, he poked him in the eyes and did his ear, the ear thing, ran and jumped off the couch. Sideways body block and took him down. His dad shit will never work. He did all that shit.
Start calling him Charlie for some reason.
Dee Dee Mile. Oh, we getting hits.
Well, you know, there was the in the 60s, there was a woman who put a flower into a cop's gun, like a peace symbol.
That was at Kent State.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that was at Kent State, was it?
Was that Kent?
Was that after the shootings, maybe?
I think that was Kent.
Was it after the people got shot at Kent?
I think so.
Yeah. So that's almost a kiss. That's like, I'm a gay, flowers in my guns. Yeah. Gay. So
gay.
I could just imagine what
gay
happens.
Gay, flowers, guns, gay.
Playing a kiss on a cop.
Kissing me, gay. Gay.
Look,
you're
I became
gay.
A cop to get away
you're
from
gay.
From homophobia.
I gay. Just... You're gay. I didn't like that. Gay. Gay.
Hey, what do you doing with that stool?
Gay. You're gay. Let's go ahead and talk about the... Where were we at, Andy?
46, almost.
We can probably come home when this testicle's getting ripped off.
All right. I mean, if you
unless
want
unless you got something else, man.
There's the Alabama Republican who wants to stop people on food stamps from having cars.
Oh, we can't keep talking about these fucking idiots. We can't keep talking about these fucking idiots.
Who's got a car on food stamps?
Well, they don't even want them to be able to own cars, but they want them to have jobs.
Yeah.
There's also the story.
The military, an airman in the military can be on food stamps.
Actually, I know girls that would take advantage of the food stamp thing and not even be like poor. Their parents would give them the car. They'd be in grad school and shit. You know, their parents would pay their place to live, but their income reportedly looks pathetic.
Yeah.
So they would say, oh, I got an EBT card and I'm from Potomac. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Well, this testicles ripped off story is a couple of weeks old now. Wife rips off her Romanian husband's testicles with her bare hands.
Should Romanian be a part of the story? Is that a thing in Romania?
Well, after he refused to help with the housework on International Women's Day. This sounds like a tabloid special. I don't know how true.
It's a Daily Mail. They usually don't miss too bad.
Nadia Comaneci. Yeah,
they're a rag. They play up a lot of shit.
She's 39. This ain't the first pest
testicle.
Oh,
she looks like a ball ripper.
Yeah.
That sweater. Jesus.
Is her name... Lonel Papa?
Her name is Marinella. She's 40.
The dude is Lonel Papa? Popa?
I don't know if that's Ionel.
Ionel or Lonel Popa?
Lonel.
You got to be sure of yourself.
Why they're saying everything.
Statement.
The mother of one. I don't care how many kids she's got. You're downplaying that.
I think they're saying that because you realize she's not going to be the mother of any more.
Yeah.
Unless she finds a new man, right? With intact testicles.
Grabbed hold of her husband's testicles and pulled violently during the argument. His left testicle was left hanging out of his scrotum after the skin was ripped apart. He was forced to undergo emergency surgery. Oh, this is a Mike Klein, or not a Mike Klein. Who loves these stories?
Mike Eltringham.
Eltringham!
Yeah.
Loves these stories. Anything involving balls or...
It's I'm not too bothered by that, but he gets a little squeamish. Well, okay. So the story is that she grabbed his balls and yanked, right? Which I don't know why you argue with your balls out.
That's what I kept thinking. I'm like, were his balls out?
Were they in bed or something? Was he naked or something? Mr. Popa's left testicle was left hanging out of his scrotum after the skin was ripped apart. He was forced to undergo emergency surgery to repair the damage and remains in stable condition. Following the incident, Ms. Benea said she did not know her own strength. Okay. Adding that her husband deserved what had happened to
him. It's not that you don't know your own strength. It's that you don't know how fragile balls are because you don't have any.
My wife is convinced that we exaggerate how much it hurts.
No.
Yeah. And I explained to her I said, if you do that, like if you've even seen, why do we all talk about it so much? It's not an exaggeration.
Yeah.
If you've even seen someone get, like at a sporting event or something, get grazed, like an athlete, and they go down, like, that's not. There's no exaggeration.
You're done.
Yeah.
Women don't. They don't think that. They don't think they're hurt. They just don't.
It's hard to articulate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is,
it's hard to talk when you're vomiting.
Well, here's the thing. Most people, at least, you know, maybe as a kid, you know, you get hit in the balls a couple times, whatever. But it's been decades for me.
Yeah.
So I can't really tell you exactly. I just know it hurts like hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you've never had someone hit you in the balls, it's wired into your brain.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, this is extremely painful. It's like when you're a kid and someone tries to serve you liver and you're like, I know that tastes bad. Yeah, I've never had it, but I know it tastes bad. It's just in your head. You know it hurts.
I'll tell you a story. When I was 11, I fell on my balls on a jungle gym on the fucking metal rod, you know?
Yeah.
And I just fucking went pale, you know, and sauntered my ass off to the bathroom,
hunched over,
lying down. My teacher found me, you know. I couldn't piss, couldn't shit, you know, because you use some of your ball muscles to like contract, you know, when you're taking a dump,
right?
And I had to get super pubic tube surgery.
Oh,
use a catheter. 11 years old.
Shit, 11 years old. Catheters.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the doctor was like, "Yo," like he telling my mom, "Pete's a strong dude." Like, I have grown men that fucking can't just scream like shit at this pain, you know, like he's 11 years old, because they were sitting there till 3 a.m. trying to get the catheter in with enough stricture to send dye through it so they could take an x-ray
and, you're like,
and all of that.
You're like, this doesn't hurt nearly as bad as when I hit my balls.
Yeah.
Like I can take
it. But it was pretty uncomfortable for a long time.
Did you say super pubic tube?
Yeah.
So that's a thing?
They put it up right there. Right, like underneath, not underneath your belly, underneath your abs.
Yeah.
And it's an operation. They drill a hole there, you put it in there, and then you take it into a bag until, you know, the stricture's relieved itself in enough time so you can piss again normally. But you never piss ever normally that much again after you've had an accident like that. So I would win a lot of pissing contests, literally, from middle school into high school and stuff.
Like, there's some kid that has just a regular pubic tube.
Yeah.
And you're like, I got a super pubic tube.
And I had to start self-catheterizing again in my mid-20s because you develop some natural stricture just as a function of being a man. Man, yeah,
no
scar tissue. So, like, what is it?
Are you still catheterizing now?
No, I haven't in years. But I kind of wish I was in a way, because it kind of makes your dick bigger. You do it every 3 days. You pull it in, pull it out, and it's just like, you know? You get used to it. It starts being painful.
You know what that tells us? That tells us Petey's dick is plenty big.
Yeah.
Because he knows a way to make it bigger, and he's not doing it.
That's not right. He's like, it's big enough.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm a recovered
addict.
He's
also not a freak where he's just
anymore.
Not like, I need to do this every couple of days. You still need to do that, Petey? I still need to do it.
Yeah, baby.
It's very painful, but your dick will get bigger. And then, like, a line of guys form. Like, show us. We'll endure any pain.
Yeah. When I first started competing, you know, point fighting, there was two organizations. It was AOK organizations and UMA organizations, United Martial Arts and American Organization of Karate. AOK allowed groin kicks, just groin shots.
Oh.
And UMA didn't.
Do you wear a cup?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You wear a tuck under cup.
Oh, so you get it
you
out
don't
of the way.
You don't get a baseball cup, just wear a cup. You got to go to a martial arts store and get a tuck under cup.
Okay.
And then you learn how to, I threw a lot of high kicks. So you learn how to. If your right leg is kicking, your left hand is cupping your balls.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that you don't get kicked in the balls. We practice punching guys in the balls.
Oh.
Punching guys in the balls.
Oh, man.
We practice this. Just punching guys in the balls, ridge handing people in the balls. You ridge hand somebody, it's like, imagine that you're doing a fastball, softball pitch.
Right.
Okay. You bring it around and you put your hand in this position here. And you just bring it up in
like a Chinese cop.
Oh,
or somebody's coming at you with, let's say, a roundhouse kick off the front leg. You slide to the side and you front snap kick him in the balls.
Oh,
we practice this kind of stuff.
I don't know if I could bring myself to do that. I don't know.
You better do it because they're trying to hit you. I got kicked square one time.
Yeah, I would
time.
Just leave the fight.
I got kicked square one time. The pain didn't go away for a long time. And that was with the cup.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the thing.
Oh,
yeah. Even the graze, even a near miss can cause pain.
I saw a guy get kicked one time. He got kicked so hard, the cup split. These were black belts fighting. The cup broke.
Shit.
He was laid out. Speaking of Asian, an Asian man, possibly Chinese, we don't know.
Did he rub his hands together?
He stuck his hands
oh, no.
down his pants and massaged his balls.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just, the thing is?
Just right there.
That's
and
not
everybody
a,
knew it had to be done.
That's not even a treatment. That's just something that the guy like, hey, I got something.
Everybody knew it. Well, everybody knew it had to be done, but we were like, who's going to do it?
Let me try this.
And he just... He was a judge. He just came over right. and stuck his hands, and then he left to go wash his hands.
You right. drew the we short hope. Straw.
We hope he left to go wash his hands. He might have went out to the car and
yeah.
just sat there smelling. Just
yeah, yeah. I love these fights. You know what he's doing? He's pre-cracking cups before, when no one's looking. When he's inspecting their gear. He's like intentionally breaking their cups.
It was bad when the girls would fight. That was even worse.
Yeah, who's going to massage their balls?
And nobody. They would get slammed in the crotch all the time. You would see it all the time. Blam! just girls going
Did
down.
They ever get like a knee up in the cooch to the point?
You couldn't
where, like,
throw knees.
Okay.
That was the thing is that they outlawed knee strikes because people kept getting broken ribs.
Oh, yeah.
That was the thing.
Yeah.
So they outlawed knee strikes. They were like, no knee strikes, no more knee strikes. But you can hit somebody in the balls. but no knee strikes.
Yeah. And they get a super pubic tube after.
Yeah, because people would get broke ribs were happening.
Like
all
a woman time. Gets kneed in the crotch and a tampon comes out her nose.
Yeah. Well, the girls, one of the mothers, she was like a team mother for the class. She would make a cup for girls basically because they didn't really sell anything for
a
girls.
Girl cup.
Yeah,
so she would make one.
Yeah.
She would get like a boy's jaw, take the thing out, and then she would
melt it down.
She would sew in tampons.
She weld it.
And she would pad it up with like. Tampons and shit like that, and you would go to her house,
like
and she
cushion,
would like
yeah.
make it for you.
Let's take like trampoline material.
Yeah. Well, it's like, and it's got two uses because if you're on your period, you got
there. You
got
go.
A
there you go.
Fistful of tampons down
there. You go.
Vulcanized rubber.
And then some schools are pretty like blatant. Like they would just put the cup on outside the pants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, y'all
oh,
can't,
no.
y'all can't do that. Come on now. come on now. It's just a piece of equipment, is it?
Yeah, it's like knee pads. You know,
is it?
Super pubic tube sounds like what a foreigner calls a penis. Like someone who doesn't know English very
yeah.
well. Like that's what they
yeah,
like,
super pubic tube.
Borat might call it that. That doesn't sound like a medical situation.
Yeah, it's a real fucking
Maybe
thing.
Was, since you were a kid, they were like, this is a super pubic tube.
It's a...
Let me see if I can Google super pubic tube. It's a little antiquated maybe, but... Oh, it's real.
Did you hit her back?
No.
Oh, that's some other
that's
shit.
An email we just got.
Super pubic calf. Bam.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Liberator Medical Supply.
Liberator.
Yeah. That definitely. and there's a super pubic catheter change on YouTube about a minute long.
Okay. So someone's changing out the tube?
Yeah. I guess so. I never had to change it out. Once it was gone, it was fucking gone.
Yeah.
This
seems like such a nightmare.
Yeah, it was for a long time.
Did you then avoid jungle gyms
for oh,
the rest of your
a.
life?
I don't fuck around with any of those things. No, there's no point to being on one unless you want
to. If you were running from people, you were just stuck. You had to climb a fence. You're like, fuck it.
I know how this sounds.
Yeah.
You got me.
Give me the bracelets.
Or you could just wear a cup 100% of the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go that route. Be extra protected.
Wow, Pete's got a big dick.
Yeah.
Nah, baby. Cup.
No, she's got a big cup.
Cup,
she's got a
baby.
10-gallon cup under there.
Get a snuffle.
Ooh, them cups get funky. Ooh, they get funky.
Well, if you're Petey, you have like six of them. You rotate.
There you go.
You're not using the same cup every day. That'd be ridiculous.
There you go. There you go. Cup and yoga pants. Are you walking around like
But I still have two
like
balls.
Larry Blackman, word up.
And that's the most important part because some people have had less
they
trauma
lose a ball,
and they lose
yeah.
a ball.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
And when you lose a ball, even if you're
That was
like,
just a rumor about me in middle school ever since it happened. That was a lot of verbal abuse.
One ball, Petey?
Yeah, one nut, one ball, Petey. Absolutely.
Petey, one ball. Petey, one ball.
And there was a guy, I think, in high school who had a rumored one ball, and I think people called him Uni.
Yeah, Uni. Yeah. I got that. And then the other one was like that stupid movie, The Fugitive, had just come out at the time. And instead of like
The Man with One
Arm. Wasn't, they'd be like, it wasn't me. It was Petey Steele.
The man with one ball. Yeah, but I got a
or
super
John
pubic tube.
I got two balls.
And John Kruk, too, because he had one ball.
He got
Krucky?
Yeah.
One ball. What, he got hit with a baseball?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it was cancer, right?
Or maybe, yeah, that's right, testicular
like
cancer. You had it removed.
Because when you have
Tom
one
Green.
Removed, you have a decision now. Do I go with one ball, or they can give, you, give you the a dummy
called,
ball?
They're called nudicles.
Yeah. Nudicles.
Yeah.
Everything's got some kind of vague reference vaguely, to the pubic area.
Yeah, vaguely. Mm-hmm. And vaguely science fiction-y name. Yeah.
It's like a, it's got like a penis characteristic to it, like a noodle sound.
Yeah, nudicle.
But you get a dummy ball. If you want.
The testicyclop.
You get a truck nut if you want.
Truck nut.
You get an actual truck nut in your scrotum if you want.
What if you get to pick the size? Okay, do you want this regular?
Do you want this one to hang lower than the other one? What texture do you want?
We can do anything you want. Just let us know.
This one is basically a jelly bean if you want, like a big jelly bean, or a jawbreaker if you want to go a little bit harder.
Yeah. Princessa likes to run and jump on me.
Oh, no.
Daddy! I tell her all the time.
With her hard-soled shoes?
No, with her fucking knee out.
Oh, shit.
I tell her all the time, like, you got to stop doing that. You're going to hurt Daddy. You got to stop doing that.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to, at some point, I'm just going to do a step to the side and brush by.
Yeah.
As she's flying through the air, just told you don't fucking, you're getting too big now.
Yeah, she's doing elbow drops in the top rope.
Yeah.
Can't have that.
Run at me and jump up in the air with her knee out.
Because if she puts all her weight into it.
She's fucking Tong Po. I'm like, what are you doing? I didn't teach you this. Why are you doing this?
Give me Tong Po. Give me Tong Po. I am super pubic man. Super pubic tube. I will avenge the death of my brother. Less than super pubic.
Less than super pubic.
I am the liberator of medical services.
Yeah, good, man. Where are we at?
Hour.
Yeah, let's bring this one home. We had a great time today with Petey. We had a great these two
fantastic
podcasts were great. Keeping this we need more of a name for y'all than Sock Puppet. The Sock Puppet Train. Let's call it that.
Sock
Keeping
Puppet
the
Train.
Sock Puppet Train rolling.
I think I can.
There you go. Give me your stuff again.
Yeah. Steelborn DC, STEELEBORN, capital D, capital C, at Twitter and Instagram, PD Steel on Facebook. Also, this coming Friday, April Fool's, we have the April Fool's Showcase at RFD, 8 p.m. It's myself, Steve Nix, Ralph Cooper will host, Natalie McGill, Max Rosenblum, Steve Brady from North Carolina, Haywood Turnipseed Jr., another sock puppet, and Mike Quinlan from Baltimore. It's going to be a great show. So come out, support. It's free. It's going to be good.
You guys be sure to go to the 202 Comedy Festival website. Is it 202 Fest or 202?
I think 202comedyfest.com.
Yeah, go to that, and you will notice that all of us are on shows all over the area during the 202 Comedy Festival, which is a DC local DC comedy
it's
festival.
It's a super pubic festival.
We are doing the Specific Ignorance show once again, myself, Andy, and Tim
Miller. The return of Tim Miller.
The return.
Tim has been on a slight hiatus because his schedule got actually busier.
Yeah, it actually picked up.
So we might not have him on the podcast for a little bit, but that episode of Specific Ignorance we're going to record.
Yeah, and we're going to post.
Like the last one, hopefully the mic situation that the last one had is resolved. But
Specific Ignorance is a takeoff of
a game show.
An English game show. The audience asks us questions. We each pick a topic. My topic is boy bands. Tim's topic is Donald Trump, and Andy's topic is grunge music. You know you're going to crush
grunge music. Well, that's why I didn't do Pearl Jam, because there's a lot of grunge music.
Yeah, and I'm sure
that's my second straight music topic. Yeah. And we have two out of the three topics are music related, because you got boy bands.
Yeah, well, I took last time it was Good Times, and good I times. Destroyed it. They had no. They
that's
had
the thing. They
me.
Have to know enough about it to
had
ask
nothing,
you questions.
They had nothing for me.
Yeah.
So this time I went. I couldn't think of anything. I was like, should I do like the Jeffersons?
But you got to
pick
things that are vague enough that you'll get shit wrong, because it's
fun.
Like,
boy
it's
bands.
More fun for the audience. Yeah. They don't want to be.
Because I was crushing them.
They don't want to be like me against Petey on Words with Friends.
Yeah, no. Oh, he's
one-sided
just annihilating me. Terrible.
I'm about to beat Kaderna too.
Are you really? I've done that.
And I'm
play Bink Washburn. You'll
I'm
get
playing
a fucking noodles knot.
I'm beating him right now. But we're only like four
really?
Words in. It's taking. He takes a long time.
Yeah.
I'm like, is he really thinking about this?
Yeah.
Like, shit. Yeah.
I've never played that. What is it?
Just it's a Scrabble app? Type game. Yeah. Just
for
get
your
it.
Phone.
Log in on Facebook, and all your Facebook friends show up and start challenging them. It's a good time killer if you have a few minutes and you got nothing to do.
Yeah.
And you don't want to scroll through Facebook and get mad as shit.
Yeah.
Hopefully someone has played a word and it's your turn and then you can play. I got three games going right now.
Let me go ahead and get it right now then if it'll keep me away from Facebook for a little bit.
Then you get mad at it. All of Randolph's words are going to be race related.
Yeah, everything.
Just like his posts.
Everything.
That's a way that girls will send cues to you through games and stuff.
Oh,
they'll purposely lose and send shit like wetter or tits or like whatever. whatever.
Oh, like subliminal. Yeah.
I think that's only happening to you, Petey.
Well, it is happening to me. You're right.
Oh, really?
Okay, well, listen. If you're a Facebook friend of mine, I just logged into Worlds with Works, Words with...
You'll see all your friends, and you'll see how often they play, and you can challenge them.
Words with benefits, I'm telling you.
I almost damn near use your name as my password.
Oh, you got to create a password?
No, to sign into iTunes. I don't know why I started.
Oh, you mean Facebook.
As my wife Facebook would say, blog. Are you talking to your husband, Andy?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, what's wrong with that? We're very progressive
we're
people.
Close. We're close. Progressive.
You know, polyamorous
we're close.
Situation. Right?
Stop hating.
Yeah, I got
Carolina.
A super pubic tooth.
Stop
a lot of people
hating.
Want a piece of
Whoa.
Carolina. Yeah.
So come on back on Monday. We will be here for you guys. We hope, like always, you enjoyed the podcast. We hope you threw something in the tip jar. And we hope that you rated us on Stitcher and iTunes. And we hope you had a good day. In the words of Red from Andy Dufresne, we hope.
Yeah, that's all we got. That's all we got is hope.
We hope. Yeah. I am Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
Petey Steele.
And we have three guys on. We hope. We hope.